This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think maybe we ought to redo the theme. You think the theme's still good? You think the music and the way we present this program, Michael Harrison, is good? Or should we have something new and exciting that has perhaps rap?
I don't know what would replace the old-fashioned, terrible radio jingles. I mean, to me, they're all like Keech. They're very old-fashioned, but that's sort of what it's about.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Although I was thinking Gun Hill Road, you and the boys could put together a new theme for the talk radio countdown.
Yeah, so, but I wouldn't do it bouncy. I would do it sort of, okay, everybody, gather round. It's time for the talk radio countdown. You know, that type of thing.
What do you think? I think that's something we should work on this weekend.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put a lot of work into it. Let's knock it off this afternoon.
Nah. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, we have the charts for this week. The stories, top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list. Michael's going to go through those. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael Harrison.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Here are the charts done by a couple of very old farts. All right.
Speak for yourself there, pal.
At number 10, we have pot reclassification.
There you go.
And cop
bring in the Gun Hill Road guys for that.
Yeah. And number pot. At number 9, Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, abortion. At number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Mike Johnson. At number 5, Trump's legal battles. At number 4, the presidential race. At number 3, the House anti-Semitism bill. At number 2, the Israel-Hamas war. And at number 1, the pro-Palestinian protests on the college campuses around the country. It's a top story. Mm-hmm. On our people survey, Kristi Noem is at 10, Vladimir Putin 9, at number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 7, that fine actress, Stormy Daniels. At number 6, up there with
Kristi Noem is a pretty good actress, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of actresses out there and actors. Actually, they're all actors. I think the word actress is no longer a word.
Actor.
They're all actors. Yes, right. And even people are actors who are not even in acting. Like if somebody's involved in a political story, they're bad actors. At number 6, we have RFK Jr. At number 5, Mike Johnson. Number 4, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay!
At number 3, Antony Blinken. And number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. There you go.
Yay.
There you go.
All right, so let's go back to number 10, Kristi Noem. Who in their right mind writes a book to try to get a positive attention to your quest to be Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee and admits to shooting your dog?
Only a Schmendrick.
Yes.
Governor Schmendrick.
What a great expression that is. Leadership and judgment. If she's a governor, she should never be reelected to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And because
not, she couldn't even be elected dog catcher.
Hello, I was going to do that.
I know that was too obvious.
It was too good. Yeah, right. So anyway, under the circumstances, those people who are listening, we have 3 or 4 stations in Arizona, and out in that neck of the woods, she's not in Arizona.
She's in South Dakota.
South Dakota, wherever it is.
Right.
But she reminds me of that woman in Arizona. What's her name that ran for governor and lost?
Lake,
who
might become a senator. She's a major candidate for the Republican nomination.
You know. So anyway, but it shows you, the point I was trying to make here is that this book and her writing it shows you the lack of intelligence or the lack of understanding what the public is all about. You have your deal, and people voted for you, but I don't think this woman at this point, could she, you know, with Trump, he can do anything and do no wrong, and he's going to get away with it.
He could kill a puppy on
right.
Madison
and
Avenue.
And get right. Away. Yeah.
Right.
Kristi Noem, no. She's overplayed her part. She's overcooked the spinach, if you will. And I think she has written her own epitaph
right.
with this book. And anyway.
Some people think that she wrote the book to get ahead of the story, that it would come out.
No.
That it was already floating around out there,
yeah.
and that the reason she put it in was to be the one who brought the news to everybody, as opposed to have it brought up in the future. Or if she were to be the Republican vice presidential nominee, her name has been thrown around. I don't
right.
think it's. I think it's now going to be thrown out. I do not think that you could be elected anything in this country if you do not like dogs.
Right. That's. I think that's a given. Hello. Knock, knock, anybody home? talk about the number one, like the third rail,
yeah,
right?
No, there's a reason they say that dog is man's best friend, or,
yeah.
you know, I mean,
right.
or relationship with that species goes beyond, you know, it goes beyond. It's,
right.
It's a very close relationship.
All right, so that's number 10 on the people list. Number 10 on the story list, the reclassification of pot. By our legislative process. And when I first saw this, I just scribbled, you know, on my notes, why? So maybe we dig into that.
I wrote
a little
bit. Wow, man.
Yeah. Of course you did. Yeah. So this is all about, you know, the government and its involvement in things like this. It's so ludicrous that we should spend so much time. Do I like pot? No. Would I ever use it? No. Was I going to grow it on my farm? Yeah, I was if I had been given the chance. But in the circumstance we find ourselves in these days, this kind of stuff, these sorts of elementary arguments, the stuff isn't good for you. It may be good for some. Medical marijuana helps people who are in pain and who are on their way out anyway. But in general, what does this stuff do to your lungs? You don't want to know. And maybe it doesn't. You don't care. It doesn't register with you because the effects that it has on people are more to their liking than worrying about what's going on in their lungs. Okay, so if that's the case, then you're going to use it anyway. I just don't get this like puritanical look at stuff like this. Am I the only guy who thinks that?
No, you're not. But, you know, it's just an interesting commentary on these times that we devote so much political energy to mm-hmm. lifestyles
mm-hmm.
As opposed to the issues that really affect us politically.
Yeah.
We should get out of each other's faces. We're all in each other's faces. But I can
and there's
understand.
No better representation yeah. of that, Michael, than these Palestinian protests that are going on the college campuses around the country and around the
yeah.
world, actually.
Yeah, see, that's a far more disturbing development politically and news-wise and all that, and whether how we categorize marijuana or cannabis or pot,
yeah.
or whatever you want to call
mm-hmm.
it at this time. Although I have to tell you, historically, I do understand why there still is legislative residue over the mm-hmm. legalization of marijuana. It's still not legal, you know, federally. And
26 states have legalized it, or 28, I think.
Yeah.
But federally, you can't. There was a warning that was put out because of the discussion of this reclassification in the legislative process. A lot of radio stations who are looking at this kind of like it was political. When there are political years, the radio stations salivate because of all the money they get spent promoting this candidate and that candidate. Well, this is kind of like betting too. The gates of money that were immediately available for stations to advertise betting after it was legalized, and that's the kind of thing that the radio world, television world, advertising world is looking at. They want to make this national so that you won't get a warning from your member. It's still illegal, so don't advertise this on your program.
Right, because the federal government regulates radio. And television, yeah. I don't know, I don't even know what goes on anymore with television and regulation. That's, you know, over-the-air TV is something that you have to really search far and wide to find. But, you know, it's all cable or some other service, streaming. But, no, if you're a radio station and you have the opportunity to run commercials for cannabis, which could be on billboards all across your territory, you know, there's cannabis.
Well, it is now. In my state, the cannabis advertising all over the place on billboards.
It's amazing. It freaks people out when they come to Massachusetts. They say, I can't believe it. Yeah. There's cannabis ads everywhere, except on radio, because radio stations are afraid that they'll lose their license because it's a federal,
nonsense.
It's still not legally federally. You know?
It's nonsense. It is. It's nonsense. All right, we're overviewing the stories and the people here, the charts from Talkers Magazine. The folks there do the research, and we talk about it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. I have a sort of a secret to share with you. Ooh. There are a lot of rumors from the folks that produce Calitrin that they have new products. Well, they don't. But it seems like it, because we always are promoting Calitrin itself. But the folks who are there making that product also have used their scientific know-how to develop other products. And so, in this case, the Belly Blast, Belly Buster, is available now in a package from Calitrin. This is something that goes hand-in-hand with Calitrin, even though, again, we don't talk about it. When you go to toploss.com, their website, you can see the information about that and some of the other items that they have. But this is a great pairing, Calitrin and Belly Blast. 90-day Calitrin capsule Belly Blast combo available right now exclusively for the people who are listening to this program. So go to toploss.com. You'll be sort of sent to the customer appreciation department. And you'll be told when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast free. That's a $100 value that you don't have to pay for when you're buying Calitrin. So check that out. Do yourself a favor. Get on the program. Lose the weight. Feel better about yourself. No drugs. It's all natural. Check it out at toploss.com, please.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HIM to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HIM to 321-321. That's HIM to 321-321.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to...
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, it's now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison discussing the issues that have been covered, the stories that are on file at talkers.com, and also we publish them at gooddayshow.com. The election, the presidential race, number 4 this week. I thought it was pretty interesting. Ahead of the election, the CEO of Lyft has come up with a plan to boost voter turnout among the people who not only work for him, but people who use the ride-sharing service that they offer. This will be something that you'll see on screens in the cars, and there will be pamphlets available to get people to go to the polls. I thought this was, when you think about it, it's pretty unique, a good way to increase their company's footprint for sure, and also increasing voter turnout. So what do you make of this? Other companies are probably doing that. I think Levi Strauss is doing the same thing. There are other companies that are doing it, but I thought it was most unusual that Lyft was doing it.
Well, Lyft, I mean, it takes people places. It's sort of a given, you know, that they would be suitable for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Levi's, you know,
put on your jeans and go vote.
Right. Oh, I had planned to go in my pajamas. You know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, you know, at least we'll give you a ride there. You know,
yeah,
and if you've been drinking, we'll give you the ride back.
Right. Best way to go to vote is to get sloshed before you go. Right. Anyway, they're working with a number of nonprofits to get voters to the polls. And, you know, you wonder sometimes when these efforts happen, Michael, there's a reason that some people, like the Democratic Committee in my community, sends people around to pick up folks, have them go vote. And the subtle, or maybe not so subtle, suggestion is we're Democrats, we're bringing you to the polls, so we'd appreciate a vote for anybody who's got a D beside his name. That's not too subtle, is it?
No, not too subtle at all. But, you know, usually they'll help people that they already know are predisposed, right, to vote for a Democrat. Mm-hmm. It comes down to voter turnout. When you have close votes, as we have these days, voter turnout is the key. If people think that they're going to win and don't go to vote, well, sometimes they lose. And if people are not galvanized, motivated, you know, charged up, a minority, a smaller segment of the population could, in fact, get their candidate into office.
Yep. Well, that is, you know, We're still months and months and months away from Election Day, and yet all the attention we have. How much time do we spend on this program talking about the electoral process, those people who are running for office? I mean, look back over the years, and maybe it culminates now, excuse my allergies, it culminates in the fact that each season, each electoral, the four-year process for presidents,
yeah, the cycle is
5 minutes after a winner is declared in the presidential sweepstakes, as they call it, the next guy who wants to be president 4 years from now is going to be, okay, I'm running.
Yeah, that started largely with the Clinton administration. When Bill Clinton was elected president, it just never stopped. And that and a lot of that was due to talk radio and the emergence of talk media in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's one of the many, many contributions to a changing culture that talk radio, the modern era of talk radio, has brought to our country.
Well, you know, James Carville, who was his media guy, understood talk radio very well and understood how to get the message out. What's more clear than it's the economy, stupid, mm-hmm. right?
Well, to a certain degree, yeah. Yeah, now this harkens back to what I said a few minutes ago. We're talking a lot about lifestyle in politics, which is a swing in a different direction than it's the economy,
yeah.
Stupid.
Right. All right, we continue on. Stay tuned for more with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after the hour. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case that should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, heard every week on great radio stations like WGGH in Paducah, Kentucky. Actually, Cape Girardeau on that area there. They cover that area very well. And also, folks listening to WGBF, which is in Evansville, Indiana, the Owensboro, Kentucky area. So both those stations trailing along with us as we go through the issues of the week. A big time. Number one this week, the pro-Palestinian protesting. I thought this was pretty interesting. Former Google workers have filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board after they were fired or placed on administrative leave for protesting the company's cloud computing contract with Israel. Well, the company doesn't want you to do that, and they're private concerns, so why you can file all of the lawsuits you want to against them, but they have every right to do that, I would have guessed, even though you may not like Google, you may not like Amazon and what they do, what they stand for, but you go there to work, you go to work for them under the circumstances that they present. Am I right or wrong, Michael?
Yeah, I guess people have the right to run their businesses the way they want. People have the right to protest.
Yeah.
You know, and when you get to suing over stuff like that, that's where we talk about, you know, just what are the people's rights when it comes to these type of disputes.
The person who spoke for Google said the protests were a clear case of employees disrupting and occupying workspaces, not working, getting paid, making other employees feel threatened and unsafe. So, yeah, you're fired. I don't have a problem with that at all, frankly. It seems to me that...
No, I don't either. I think that right now one of the problems in the country is that employers have to are afraid of their employees.
Yeah.
That hurts employment.
Yep.
People are very hesitant to hire anybody for fear that the person will turn on them, sue them, be a problem. There's so much walking on eggshells now in terms of human relations.
Everything.
That
in every area,
right,
is walking on eggshells. Look, you can't say you're politically incorrect if you call the homeless homeless. It's the unhoused now.
Right.
What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything different than homeless. So
no, we change words, and some words are okay, and some words are not, based upon the implication, how they're used, and all of this splitting of hairs. Too microscopic our judgment of these things. It's called splitting hairs, and that's what we're doing. And it leads to righteous indignation. It leads to people having chips on their shoulders. It leads to frivolous lawsuits, and it leads to just bad relations, and it stifles freedom. It stifles creativity, and it's a very depressing turn of events.
You know, the number nine issue this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war, oftentimes we have issues with China that appear in our story list. I thought it was pretty interesting this week. The Chinese announced, well, they didn't really announce it, but it became known that the Chinese government is involved. I mean, not that we needed somebody to tell us that. We've known this pretty much since the war with Ukraine started. The Chinese were in there as a cheering squad behind the scenes, helping the Russians to hold their position. Mm-hmm. So I guess my observation on that would be, I would think they wouldn't want people to know that, or they would try to squash the rumors, because if between the Russians and the Chinese, if they can't kind of push the Ukrainians around, and they obviously can't, then what are you talking about? Why are you sort of quietly bragging, well, we're in there to help our friends the Russians?
Yeah.
Not doing much of a job there, pal.
One of the connections to China is their attitude about Taiwan. There's a parallel between Ukraine and Russia and Taiwan and China. And they obviously don't want to get themselves involved in some type of a boondoggle the way the Russians have in Ukraine, as the way the Russians did in Afghanistan, as the way the United States did in Iraq, as the United States did in Vietnam, as the French did in Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's obvious that the old idea of rolling over another nation with your military doesn't work. It's very hard in this modern era to conquer another country through force.
Doesn't work. Number four this week in the story list, our presidential race coverage and discussions as the week ends and we start hearing more and more from Robert F. Kennedy. There happens to be a front page story, which is astounding, frankly, in the New York Times, that people will talk about if they have the balsam to do it. I'm expecting a lot of radio stations will not take on this because they don't want to see Kennedy get any more free exposure than he's getting, because they don't want him to interfere with Trump and Biden, but he is. And the big thing this weekend is going to be coverage of an overview of the impact of the vaccines on people. There are 13,000 people in a class action lawsuit filed against the government who are medical professionals who have the records to prove what happened to them after they got their shots. And it's pretty doggone damning. And it just completely leads into what Robert F. Kennedy has been saying since he started running for the presidency. And people just said, oh, listen to this. He has no credibility. Look at what he says about vaccines. Well, now you can look at this lawsuit from these 13,000 plus medical professionals who are suing the federal government for mandating in certain circumstances that they take, you know, you couldn't work in a hospital, you couldn't work in a medical office if you didn't get a shot. Mm-hmm. And now there appears to be a lot, not everybody was affected negatively, but there were a lot of people who were. And so, you know, doesn't that lead to more focus on Kennedy? Maybe this guy's right. So then
well,
we
maybe,
ask the,
maybe he's right. Maybe, though, anybody who points out the downside of drugs is right.
Vagrant,
and that doesn't look at the upside of drugs. I mean, look at all the commercials that are on television right now from the pharmaceutical industry. I'd say 45% to 50% of the time spent during, let's say, a one-minute spot is telling you that, and they do it.
Don't do
quick,
it.
You know, very, very hushed tones, very straight. Yeah. In other words, this drug is going to make you happy. It will cause you to die.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure whether or not the naysayers about the vaccine have just been tapping into that one aspect of all meds, or whether there's something particularly dangerous about vaccines.
And then there's the question, who will Robert F. Kennedy hurt more in 2024, Trump or Biden?
That's a great question, and the conventional wisdom is that he will hurt Biden. My opinion is he will hurt Trump.
Well, he maybe will do himself a favor because he's doing extraordinarily well among 35 and younger voters who don't want to have anything to do with either of these other two guys.
Right.
And that's where
unless they won't vote.
Well, either that or they'll vote for him. That remains to be seen. All right, coming up in a moment, Michael and I talk about an interview that Michael did this week for his Michael Harrison, the MH interview. It's kind of a personal story, and maybe we'll give it a little more time because of the ramifications of the information that is in it. Meanwhile, I'd like to invite you, as I have many times in the past year, to have a few days and nights on us, in a manner of speaking. Yep, you can go to Las Vegas, stay there for a couple of nights, and not have to pay for the hotel if you call 800-419-3684. No gimmicks. This is, they're selling you rooms in Las Vegas in the sense you want to stay more than two nights. Last minute you say, I'd like to spend a couple of more nights. Okay, so you do that, but the first two nights are free. Can't beat that. And if you only want to stay two nights, the whole thing is free while you're in Vegas. You like the, I love the buffets. People kind of laugh at me when I say that because, you like the buffets. I love the buffets there. And anyway, as far as this is concerned, impossible to lose in this deal. 3 days and two nights, plus you could win tickets to a Las Vegas show. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-DUG. You can call that number right this minute. There are 10 operators standing by. Be the first 10 callers to get in, and you won't have to wait online or hold or leave them a message or whatever that. Have it free. Have it your way. Call 800-419-3684 for a couple of free nights in Las Vegas.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh, we told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and I have been doing this program for a long time. We both are veteran broadcasters, decades and decades and decades of time on the air. Both of us started as disc jockeys. Michael was much more successful. He stayed with it longer. I got into talk in the mid-70s when it was just sort of starting. So it has been more of my calling card because I like to talk about the issues of the day. I like to motivate people. I try to, in terms of the radio work that I've done over the years, make people feel better about themselves. And so as there's a chapter coming to a close this week of the History of the Good Day program, which has been on the air for 36 years. And so Michael decided it was a good time to do an interview with me about a lot of different things, actually. And as usual, you did a masterful job of bringing things out in me. A good interviewer does that. Ask a quick question, right words are there, and you get people to talk about the things that you want them to talk about. And I felt very comfortable, as I always do with you. I mean, it's interesting because it was sort of a turning of the tables. This program has me asking you questions, but in the MH interview where you have guests, you ask them questions.
Right.
So what's your takeaway? Do you want to play a snippet of this? Is it worthwhile or not? We don't have to play any of it. We don't want to. Or maybe
that's up to you.
A quick minute. James, play just a minute of this exchange. A little bit.
In conclusion, are you optimistic, pessimistic about the state of radio and its continuing into the 21st century in the digital era? And then part two of that question is, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the country and society?
If I were to believe and read and follow the current the listings of information the way that it's provided to us, I would think that, you know, we'll be gone tomorrow. I don't happen to believe that because I don't happen to believe most of the crap that's on social media that's pejorative any more than I believe a lot of the stuff that people listening to me know that I'm very fervently opposed to single-minded thinking. The idea that one guy is better than the other guy, or one party is better than the other party, or I know more than you do because I'm of this religion, that's all nonsense.
That's enough. I mean, it just sort of sets the tone. Michael asking me about, you know, some of the things that are a part of who I am and what I talk about, because they are one and the same, in essence, right? Did you get that out of our conversation?
No, certainly. I've always felt that way about you. Sometimes I try to lean you toward not being as transparent as
yes, right.
only yeah. for a standpoint of expediency. Careful. and self-preservation.
Anyway, this time that people can spend, it's a rather lengthy interview.
It is.
But I've heard from a lot of people who are pros that like listening to you and me on this program, but people who listen to your interview every week, the MH interview, this help them understand a little bit more about me, and that's really what you want.
Yeah, a lot gets lost as to just what a Renaissance man you are on so many different levels, so I'm very proud to have presented that interview. Second time in the 9-year history of that podcast that I've interviewed you, and I will do it again, obviously, hopefully. But it's mhinterview.com for folks who listen to Doug and are interested in knowing more sides of Doug than maybe you get on the Good Day Show or on the Countdown Show or the Farmer Show. So it's mhinterview.com. It's the current interview, and it's a very interesting conversation about these times, as well as what makes Doug Stephan tick.
Yeah, it isn't just about me,
right?
Hooray, hooray! It's about it's about the change in our presentation of the Good Day program and how it'll be a big focus of weekend listening. A lot of big stations are saying they want to have good, fresh programming on the weekend, and so we've devoted our efforts to putting a good weekend program together. It'll be very similar, if not exactly the same, as the Good Day Show that we do during the week. So that's something to look forward to, too. It actually starts, as we're speaking, this weekend. All right, Michael, talk to you. Well, we'll continue on here. In a matter of moments, Stephen J.J. Wiseman will join us on the Countdown.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ah, those of us who have been around a while recognize this is unmistakable, the theme from the television evening soap opera Dallas. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. Is this the first day or the last day or what? Who's dead and who died and who's alive?
Here we go. It feels appropriate. May 3rd, 1991, the 356th and final episode of Dallas airs on CBS. I think Joel Grey did a guest appearance playing sort of a tour guide who wound up being, I think, a metaphor for the devil who guides J.R. Ewing in that last episode, iconically played by Larry Hagman. One of my all-time favorite television shows. I think it ran for a couple seasons too long.
Yeah,
it was good. That show was great. And I think Yellowstone owes a lot to Dallas in some ways. I mean, Yellowstone's a terrific show.
Yeah.
But Dallas really set the barrier for great nighttime soap operas.
You know, speaking of that, not that Blue Bloods is a nighttime soap opera. I was reading there's a new chairman of the board at CBS, and they have been grilled by members of the trade press about certain cancellations that took place, like the NCIS show, which had great ratings, and the Blue Bloods, and why are they doing it, and whether there's a chance of revival. And the new guy says, no, there's absolutely no chance of a revival, even though there are some of the members of the cast of Blue Bloods who want to kind of go back to that, somehow set something up. But then you look at some of the other things being developed around these legacy shows like NCIS and Law and Order. Law and Order, the original Law and Order, next week, as the season comes to an end, will have aired its 500th episode. Sam Waterston retired a couple of months ago at 83, I think he was. He just didn't want to do it anymore. He got to the 400th episode. That was his desire. He wanted to get to his 400th episode as the ADA. But the program before that had a couple of, no, I think they only had one. Moriarty, wasn't he?
Michael Moriarty, long time ago.
Right, he got into a contest that he lost with Dick Wolf.
Well, he's just sort of a strange guy in real life, Michael Moriarty. Right. Good actor, though, but a little bit of aloof.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyway, that's going on. What do we have at the box office this weekend? What's
this
new?
Should
what's
be an
good?
Interesting weekend because The Fall Guy opens in theaters nationwide. Big studio popcorn release. Good reviews. Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt. This is
great
the first,
combo.
I think, forte into the big studio, what you would call summer type movies. They always start in May. Now, they used to say it was a time where summer movies didn't open till.
What happened?
Interesting weekend. Also interesting, Doug, is...
Can I say something about that before you move on? I think you're going to see them together in a lot of different movies because they seem to... If you saw them the night of the Oscars, he was in one film that was up for an award. And she's got... Apparently, there's something about her that everybody loves to work with her. The Rock said he'd do a movie with her about anything, anytime, because he loved working with her on that Joy boat, whatever that was. And that's I've heard that from any number of people. You read into it. She apparently loves to work, and she's loved by everybody, and that's kind of cool. So anyway.
The question is, if Dwayne Johnson worked with her, would he show up 7 hours late? Those stories. I wonder if he's going to issue a statement on a lot of these stories that broke in the last few days about his tardiness and his...
Well, that's why he was so angry.
I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's true.
When he did the Fast and Furious, he did three of those movies, and he was angry because, what's his face?
Vin Diesel.
Always showed up late.
Right. So. That's why the story sort of took me back. It sort of doesn't make sense. But who knows what the exact... There has to be something because there's a lot of smoke here. So if there's a lot of smoke, there's got to be at least... A perennial life.
Maybe his success is going to his head. I just to go back to the Fall Guy for a second. Ryan Gosling said, interviewed this week as they're promoting this, that he doesn't want to do in dark roles anymore. He wants to have fun and go home to his family. And I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
And get $20 million a movie. It's a pretty good deal.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. All right. We'll sign up for that anytime.
All right.
So the other movies that'll do well this weekend are?
Well, there's a horror film called Tarot, not good reviews. And then Star Wars The Phantom Menace gets re-released nationwide, Doug, for the 25th anniversary. I'm curious to see how many people actually go to multiplexes this generation to possibly check that out.
It'd be kind of fun. I'd go see it again if I had the time.
I would too. Why not?
Yeah, it would be. Let's go together, Chucker. All right.
Thank you,
Chuck
Doug.
Curry.
Thank you.
Will report back to us on Monday as to what the box office totals look like for the...
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.